Hey, I'm Dollar Bill Lako, Certified Financial Planner. I'm here today with Dr. Gene Hensler and Ted Parrish, Chartered Financial Analyst.
Listen, you know, I know I've actually gotten a few emails from people wanting to know why we talk so much, you know, about the mortgage subject. So, Gene, let's just take a minute and explain why we talk so much about the mortgage subject. And so, in your opinion, why is that? I know
well,
I have mine.
It's absolutely free money. Mm-hmm. What I mean by that, if you're sitting out there with the mortgage, I mean, I think both of us literally financed on a quarter point difference. Wasn't that what it boiled down to? It was a quarter point less than what we
No, it was a half.
A half.
This was a half. We should have done it earlier, but we had to wait a little bit.
Yeah. A half a point less than we refinanced a little over maybe 150 days ago.
Yeah. Wow.
And no closing costs, no points, pure mortgage. Of course, I've got, I think the highest score you can have is 950 on your credit, and I have 990. No, actually, I don't. And I got to tell you, if I don't have perfect credit, I don't know what it takes to have perfect credit, to be quite frank with you. But anyhow, the rates are just unbelievable. They're a little bit higher than that now, but we locked in maybe about 30 or 40 days ago. If you're letting money sit on the table like this, and you can negotiate, and not just with our sponsor, but you can negotiate with other people too, where there's no cash out of your pocket.
And they're not rolling it into the cost of the loan.
No,
because our balances did not
increase.
Exactly
the same. I borrow $417,000, which is the max you can borrow under Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac.
Right.
Period. So that's it. And no cash rolled into it. I'm talking nothing.
So this is sort of how I think about it, right? So you can today, and I'm not necessarily – I probably should bill them for this ad spot, but you can go to Rooms to Go today and get a whole new bedroom set or living room set and not have to pay anything for, I don't know, till 2017 or something, right? It's 4 years free, right? So if somebody said to you, hey, you can buy this $400,000 house or $300,000 house or $200,000 house, and we'll give you free money for 30 years, would you not finance it? I bet there are people listening today who would say, no, I'd rather write a check for it than make payments over 30 years with 0% interest. I bet that's a fact. That's the dumbest thing in the world I've ever heard.
Absolutely.
Now, you take the 3.75, and if you just assume one-third's going to taxes, the interest on that's really 2.6.
You take that money and you put it in, what, Microsoft, Teddy?
Yes. Good
McDonald's
selection, I think.
McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
And just sit back and forget about
Relax.
It and take a look at what it's worth 30 years from today, plus all the dividends you got along, or the money you can put into your –
But what
into
is
your 401k
what
or into
is
your
it?
IRA.
What is it about individuals that make them want to have that house paid off? Is it because they figure
it's a psychological kind of thing? And I don't disagree with that, but you got to be in the late stages of your life and have a lot of money laying around in order to do that. And, you know, where it even makes any kind of sense to do it. I could pay off my house. I want to pay off my house. Why in the world would I want to do that? Even Teddy and I, my returns on our lousy job we do in managing money exceeds the after-tax cost
right.
of what we can do on a 30-year mortgage. So it just makes sense. But, this opportunity, this the lowest interest rates in 60 years, you know?
So you don't think it'll be this way forever?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
And I don't think it's going much lower. And if it does, what do?
Refinance
with no closing costs or points.
Well, the other thing I try to explain to people is the only thing in this life you can actually control are your expenditures.
That's correct.
That's it. So
that's correct. So they're up to you. I don't consider that a waste of time. I'm just saying that. And also, I'm going to say again, I have never seen housing values be better than they are today in my lifetime. I'm one of these guys, I watch these shows, House Finders or stuff like that. These people are going to homes outside of Philadelphia. They're paying $388,000 for an 1,150-foot square foot house. You can go out here in lovely neighborhoods around here in an 1,800 square foot house with three bedrooms, one bathroom, or four bedrooms, one bathroom, what's like up east on these 2,000-year old houses and stuff like that. You can get a beautiful three-bedroom, two-bath house, living room, family room, lovely lot, good schools for $110,000, $115,000. And if you finance it for say your credit isn't red hot, and for four and a quarter, Bill, what's your payments on that house? Get your HP or something else
less
like
than,
that.
Less than $1,000.
Yeah. Oh, easily less than $1,000. I borrow $417,000, and my payment's $1,800 a month, $1,700 a month.
Wow. How much house are we talking?
Let's just say somebody borrows $100,000 at four and a quarter, 30 years.
I'm trying.
Yeah. I mean, go on out to Post Properties or go around the corner up here.
$491.
Taxes on our property. Let's just add $100 a month.
Teddy, your car payment's more than that, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Well, he's living in his car.
That's right.
What are you talking about, buddy?
Here's the guy. All right, what happened last week, Ted?
Well, the market was up about 33 basis points through Thursday. For year to date, we're up over 8%, almost 9%, actually 8.93%. That's for the S&P 500. Leading the way is technology, up 15.74%. Financials are up 14%. Materials are up 11%. The only two sectors that are down are telecom and utilities, same as last week, although utilities are down quite substantially more than telecom.
Well, they had that big year last year when they were up 20%.
Yep.
That's not going to happen again.
Yeah, but on the news front, it's been pretty low, meager news. Actually, the news this week was a little more negative than the previous 22 weeks. Durable goods came in down this week, down 4%, and that was after a 3.2% gain in December. Ex-transportation new orders declined 3.2%. So it was a bad consumer durable number.
Okay, Schiller, you know, used home still falling.
Yeah.
Still falling. They're down 3.9% from a year ago.
I don't know if that's a good sign or a bad sign. Maybe it's a good sign because that means that, you know, that they're selling more foreclosed homes. I really haven't put my hands
quite
around
that.
Well,
we saw the consumer confidence is up.
Big time.
GDP for the fourth quarter was
moved up
to 3%.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the manufacturing index was softened. There's a few of these numbers in here which vary around, but all of them are still, for example, manufacturing index, anything over 50 is in positive territory.
And even though it wasn't as much as we thought, 52.4 versus 54 estimate, it's the 31st month, consecutive month, that we've had expansion in the manufacturing sector.
That's correct.
Which is great. Personal income was slightly up.
Not much,
0.3%, but disposable income only rose 0.1%.
And it's less than the rate of inflation, so that's not a good deal. But jobless claims were down again. You want to talk about earnings, but we only have a little bit of time.
We have a few more stocks report earnings this week. Berkshire Hathaway had numbers that were less than expectations and actually a whole lot lower than last year. They had some derivative losses. And investment income losses as well. Lowe's had good numbers. They beat their estimate, which is
AutoZone.
A good sign. AutoZone had great numbers. The auto parts makers are just on fire
right
now.
We don't own AutoZone, but we own
Advanced Auto.
Advanced Auto. All these guys, cars are, people are holding on to cars longer.
Yeah.
Need to maintain them. Need to, whatever you want to top it, repair them.
And I hate to say it, Costco had great numbers.
Why do you hate to say it? Because we sold it? Don't worry about it.
That's the reason. Yeah, that's exactly the reason.
You know, they had great numbers.
you know, Ted, no man is worthless. Always serve as a bad example.
And you
obviously
should,
selling Costco.
And you should know that, Billy. Kroger had ugly numbers. They had a loss of $307 million. And Buffett announced a successor this week, but he didn't name the actual person.
All right, well, listen, we're going to stop here. It's been a slice of heaven. If you need help during the week, you can reach us 770-429-9166. You can always email us at drgene@hensler.com. Gene, Teddy, slice of heaven.
Very good.
We'll see you next week. Take care.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.